Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
One of the books, two to go. 2 hours more of the big show, as it is.
A really big shoe.
Barry and his faithful guy, Nick.
This is some weird, wild stuff.
I was doing Ed Sullivan when he did the really big show, and then if you transform that into Johnny Carson, it would be, that is wild and... Ed, I did not know that. That is wild and wacky stuff.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
And you could go, yes! You are right, genius!
Who used to do that? There used to be, I don't know
Piscopo
if it was on...
Piscopo could do McMahon.
Yeah, was it Saturday Night Live where
I
they
think
do
so.
That?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah, it was Joe.
That's
Pitch,
all he would do is just yell yes the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time.
And all you young cats have no idea what we're talking about. Like, Nick, have you ever seen an episode of Johnny Carson? The Tonight Show?
He's talking. He's multitasking.
Nick's not even listening.
We don't exist right now.
Hi, Nick. We should, you know what we should do? We should just sit here and stare at him quietly on the air until he acknowledges us.
What's up? What's up?
You going to answer Barry's question?
What was this question?
Just you didn't hear
give
it?
Us an answer. What do you think the question was about?
Just I can guess your question.
Just give an answer. Just anything that you thought that I asked about, just give me an answer.
Well, you asked me.
Give me an answer, Nick.
For the Astros.
Yeah, and I didn't ask you to talk to a bunch of people while we're working on air. Give me an
we're
answer.
We're talking about important stuff.
Give
here.
Me an answer.
I don't know what you asked.
Just throw out an answer. It doesn't have to be. Just give me
I
an answer.
I said Astros.
Astros. That's your answer.
Something about the Astros.
No. Give me the damn answer, Nick. What is it
going to
be?
You?
What's it going to be? Just make one up.
Really?
Yes. Go.
Make up a question.
Wait, what was
or
that?
An answer.
An answer. What do you think I asked you about? Give me the answer. I want to see how you do. Go. Let's see how your critical thinking is. Go.
Music, audio, I don't know.
No, I asked if you've ever seen an episode of Johnny Carson.
No, I have not.
Okay. Sorry. Now, maybe next time you'll pay attention to the show.
Golly. Johnny Carson?
You're going to make me go full AJ Hoffman mode and bitch about you not paying attention to the show because there's people in there.
Well.
Bothering you. And I don't want to do that because that's not my style. Yeah, you too, Kirsten. Don't point at me. Sassily. She's very sassy with
is
the pointing.
Is sassily a word?
I just made it up.
Okay.
It's totally dead. Who were you talking to? You weren't talking to Kirsten.
I was talking to Joe and Kirsten.
Joe who?
George.
Joe
George. Why are you ruining our show, dude? Get out of here.
Now he's see, that's
go
not
be
nice.
A national network weirdo that's, down the hall.
That's not nice.
Why?
Joe George, did you hear about your guy?
They can't hear you.
Why is that not nice? Because he's ruining our show.
Because you kicked him out. You're asking him to leave.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I'd like your attention.
Joe George is a big Cubs fan.
What if I hit you? What if I hit you with a drop all of a sudden, just wanted you to play a zinger?
Uh-oh.
And then you wouldn't be ready.
Yeah.
No, I would never do that to you. You know I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't do
you
that.
You usually don't call for drops. He'll call for the Kool-Aid one every now and then.
Yeah.
But I normally just hope you pick up on it. I don't like...
Well, sometimes I try to play it, but it's like too late, so I'm like, whatever.
Oh, my goodness. Jong just tweeted to the three of us a Tumblr with the title, People That Look Like Hitler. And
see what
well,
you started?
The last post is from 2013. So
Jordan is on this.
Yeah, he's the very first one. They have Jordan with his little stash.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah, why did he rock a Hitler?
I don't know why he did do that. That was awkward.
Yeah, I did a reverse Hitler once for Movember where I grew out this really... Because like, if I just grow my mustache, it's very creepy. Like, it's like you would be like, that guy might have touched a kid before. Like, it's not good.
Oh, boy. All right.
It's not good at all. But and so I decided I would be fancy, and I just shaved the middle part, just the inside. So I did a reverse Hitler, and that was not...
How'd that work for you?
Not good. It wasn't good at all. I regretted doing it. But yeah, there's some people on
like
here.
It was like a wet slide for your nasal congestion? It didn't get caught in the mustache? Just baby went on yeah. down?
They have Don Draper.
A baby.
They just have a guy with the worst comb. His comb over looks like a paisley print.
Freddie Mercury is on there?
Yeah.
Freddie Mercury had a... Like a Hitler stash.
A man on a bus that does look like... what is this? Jean-Baptiste Emmanuel Zorg? I feel like they just made all that up. And he looks like you Photoshopped four different people together.
Well, you the Freddie Mercury one, that's what I thought that one. Because he didn't have a Hitler stash.
He kind of does.
He had a full stash, but...
But it was tight. Like which somebody texted the show like and said, you know why Hitler's mustache, why he did it that way? Mm-mm. Because he used to have a handlebar mustache. And when he was fighting in the war, he couldn't put his gas mask on. He couldn't seal it. So he shaved it shorter. And I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what they said. So we either learned something or I just got duped with a fake fact.
Which is possible.
Oh, yeah. That's very easy. People that look like Hitler on Tumblr, go check it out. It's a good 1 minute
look. Rick Adelman make that list?
Nope. Oh. I should add him, though.
If it's like Wikipedia, you can. Before we can move on to baseball topics... Can I just tell you that, just to see if these names ring a bell, Jaylen Brown, Gershon Yubusle, or Ante Zizek?
Jaylen Brown no. rings a bell.
Okay.
That's it.
Those were the three first-round picks of the Boston Celtics a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just think that the draft is so... It's so full of like guys with potential that are hit miss or projects that, and it kind of lends to what you said. I just think that Boston, they don't have solid superstars. They've got overpaid guys that are being paid like superstars. One of them performed like a superstar this last year, but I think that they got, if they want to go for it, they got to go for it now, and they got to get a veteran superstar type player. One of those three guys, Paul George, Jimmy Butler, Porzingis.
Does Jason Tatum do it for you?
No.
Jason
Tatum's a hell of a player, but I think Jason Tatum's not going to see his potential in the league for 3 years or more.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can do all that now and still, I mean, Porzingis would still be viable, but at the same time, all these picks, you know, again, they could be building something like what they're doing in Philly. You heard Philly's ticket sales are through the roof. They're setting records.
Yeah.
They think they're going to sell out at home. I mean, it can be done. You can build. You just have to. You have to get lucky. They have to stay healthy, and you got to be smart. And you got to have a lot. I mean, because it's really like a numbers game almost. I feel like
you just need Sam Hinkie.
Is that it?
Sam Hinkie will do it all for
you. Okay. Yeah, but they said Ainge might have revealed that they're going to draft Tatum because they talked about taking him first, and then when they moved to the third pick, they said they still feel like they can get the guy they were originally going to draft, and I think most people felt like they were going to draft him. So they still might go after him in the third pick.
The steal at three would be Jackson of Kansas. I thought that, and there's a guy that Nick has really liked, but Nick couldn't chime in right now because he's not listening. Nick and I
think you want to know what we were talking about.
Nick and I had
you
this.
Don't? We don't, or I don't we
think,
do?
No, y'all don't.
Oh, I do now.
No.
But you loved.
But you can't do that.
You loved Jason Jackson from Kansas.
Absolutely. He has great ball handling.
And I thought he would
skills.
Be the guy the Celtics were targeting at three simply because a lot of people said in a lot of their prognostications he could be one or two. I mean, he's got that much potential. But, and again, why I don't understand why Danny Ainge is looking for a point guard when Isaiah Thomas essentially is like James Harden. He might not officially have the moniker, but he has the ball in his hands a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah.
So it's different. You know, and my point on how long it takes for a point guard in the NBA. Supposedly, Rubio's on the way out because they drafted Chris Dunn in Minnesota a year or so ago. He averaged, I mean, I want to get you his exact minutes, but you know, he in 78 games he averaged 3.8 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and hardly saw the floor. I mean, I don't know. Point guard for me, I think, takes a little longer to kind of establish yourself in this league. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens, but hopefully it's an interesting evening.
Are you going to watch it?
I will.
And you're a junkie, though. See, I'm not a... I'll just look at a list.
Well, I'll check in back and forth.
I'm not going to watch the NBA draft.
I kind of want to tune in the first 10 only because LeVar Ball has my attention. Like,
Look it up on a list. What are you going to gain from watching it?
Just looking at Lonzo.
They're not going to show that on ESPN?
I'm going to watch the first part of it, not like the entire 30 picks, just to see what happens with Ball. And then tune out.
Yeah, but again, I mean, you're wasting time. You could be looking at porn. You could be reading a book.
We're talking like 10 minutes, 15. What? How long?
Ball's
probably going to go in the five picks.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
20 minutes. You think the first 5 picks is going to be done in 10 minutes?
How long does it take for the first 5 picks? Like 20 minutes is fair, right?
Who are you talking to?
Joe George.
Joe knows.
Joe, get out of the producer's booth, Joe. Leave. We're doing a show here.
He's saying 10 minutes. I said 20.
The first 5 picks are going to take at least 30 minutes, minimum. With all the commercial breaks and the breakdowns.
But that's not like I'm wasting like
you,
a big...
You could have read, honest,
one of the
could
fun
have read a
things
book or,
when you get to go back and look in history is...
like 5 times. What?
I'm looking forward to what the guys are wearing.
Oh, did you see that SportsCenter last night?
I did not.
With Kenny Mayne?
Yeah.
He had some fashion expert, and they were breaking down all the different suits that have been worn. It was pretty funny, actually.
Man, there
Tracy McGrady's suit was the worst.
I didn't see it.
He looks like he just put some pinstripes on a trash bag. It was like, is that Missy Elliott? Who the hell just got drafted here? It looks so bad. It's just this huge. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, that was a bad one, too. But, yeah, it was a really good segment. I actually enjoyed it.
You go back in history, Karl Malone, everybody makes fun. Go back and look at Karl Malone draft night. He had a half tie about as wide as my pinky finger.
Chauncey Billups, his outfit was pretty nice. He could have worn it today almost. Yeah. He had like a black polka dot tie with a nice suit.
Right. Yeah, Jalen Rose had a red pinstripe suit when he was drafted. Dream had a tuxedo. Dream did it right.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's always fun. I was just showing Barry the picture of Jaylen Brown when he was drafted by the Celtics last year. Real nice suit, and then some funky shirt, like t-shirt underneath it.
And so. Somebody has texted this. And again, I tell you this, guys, all the time. You can't text me paragraphs. I'm not reading them. So whoever's been texting about Jaylen Brown, it's too long. I need call. Just call in. I can't read paragraphs. I don't have that ability.
They're going to tell you that Jaylen Brown is the next coming of the human highlight film.
It starts off, Jaylen Brown's going to be great. And then it goes from there, and that's too many words to read.
Can't wait to get that call. All right, so we continue to roll on. The Astros are about to take the field. Before they do, we can recap last night's game for you or talk about the fact that their road success continues as they give Altuve the day off today, but they're ready to take the field with David Paulino, who's 1-0 with a 5.03 ERA in his 4 starts for the Astros coming into today's game, and they're looking for a sweep against the A's. So if you want to join us, please do. We are the Usual Suspects. This is ESPN 97.5. You're living life like you should. You never had it so good. Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the really big show. Usual Suspects, Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4. I don't know what that move is. What is that move called that you're doing there, Joseph?
The bob and weave.
That looked like the, no, you're going to do this. You know, like you push your woman's head, you're like, no. That's kind of what that move was.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
That's kind of what that move was.
I just walked in and heard push a woman's head. That's all I heard.
That's what he was doing. He was just like forcing the head down.
Laminack.
It kind of looked like what he was doing. He was just like forcing, you know.
Laminack.
Pushing it on the top of the head.
Can we get a boomerang of that?
Yeah. That was a weird. I've never seen that dance move before. That's weird. Can I give something away? Why are you looking at me and licking your lips too? This
I'm
is
like,
getting awkward.
Because I'm like Laminac in my dreams tonight, Laminac.
I'll be pushing your head down.
I'll show you who's pushing ahead, Laminac.
Weirdo. All right. Enough shenanigans. I'm going to give these tickets away. Here's your chance to win two tickets to see the return of the Mexico national team. The Houston, Mexico will face Ghana at NRG Stadium Wednesday, June 28th. So don't miss your chance to watch Mexico in this crucial match leading into this summer's Gold Cup. Tickets are still available. Log on to Ticketmaster.com and get yours today, starting at just $30. It's Mexico versus Ghana. See you there. And we will take caller number 10. We'll get a pair of tickets, 713-780-3776. Again, caller number 10, 713-780-3776. Good luck. Have fun. It's Mexico. It's Ghana. It's soccer.
Okay.
You done over there doing the wave while I'm trying to do
one
a live
wave,
read?
Baby.
He's over there doing the wave.
Do you know what Kirsten did when
sure
I was doing the one man wave?
I'm pretty sure he grabbed his penis. He grabbed his penis.
There was no grabbing.
Which was
Thank
weird.
You.
Yeah, you did.
Verified none.
I saw
Witnesses
it.
Said no
I
grabbing.
I saw it,
nope.
And it was inappropriate, and I hope it doesn't come through on the live read when we turn that in.
Laminac.
I hope. I was...
come over to swim at my house, you'll
see it. Did you guys see how professional I was? I never looked his way because I would have lost my train of thought.
Yeah, you probably would have laughed because he did look pretty funny.
I wanted to because I wanted to see what he was doing, but I was like, stay focused. Don't look. Stay focused. It was very difficult, but I managed to get through it. I powered through.
You did.
I did.
Well done.
Yeah, thanks. Because I'm a professional.
Did you check who the intern was before you only
intern
said caller
10? She hasn't done
Alexa.
Oh, that's why.
No, she hasn't been rude to me. She hasn't been mean to me. She hasn't said anything nasty.
By you.
Yeah, we haven't. We haven't interviewed her, huh?
We really haven't. Shall we bring her in?
I mean, we can.
I can bring her in right now. I don't
Go
care.
Get her. Let's do it. We'll see how this goes.
Well, let her complete.
Tell her she has two topics to be well versed on: the NBA draft or the Astros.
Let her complete the winners first.
Yeah, yeah, we got to get the calls done.
Oh yeah, okay.
We'll either ask her about the NBA draft or the U.S. Open. See how well she does on either of those.
Okay.
Probably better than I would, because I don't care about the U.S. Open, but I'm sure she'll
do
just
fine.
Wait, there was a U.S. Open? What?
Who didn't tell me?
Yeah, I know. You didn't even get to talk about it. Do you want to do that now? Do you want to just give your thoughts on the U.S. Open?
You told me to just, because our listeners don't care, so I tabled it. Josh Rapp was offended by that, but I tabled it. Yes, you did. You said no one. You went, no one cares. So I didn't say anything.
Did I do that, really?
Yeah. Brooks Koepka.
I mean, if I did that, I was just in jest.
Brooks Koepka.
No idea who that is.
He won it.
Oh.
See, there you go.
Any idea who that is? Did you know?
Oh, I know
Brooks?
Who it is, yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You have his golf card?
No. I traded him for Dustin Johnson in draft picks.
You collect golf cards?
No.
Would you?
Sure don't.
Would you?
No. But he's a Nike guy.
Is he? Oh, well, that makes it all worth.
They said that him winning the U.S. Open, especially as a guy that wasn't expected to, 10 mil in marketing, the equivalent of marketing exposures for Nike.
Really?
Yeah, 10 mil.
Huh. How is that? Because they're already everywhere. How do they get more?
Because of the fact that if you're not in the main couple groups, that's who they're focused on the final day. If you're the leader, you know, your face is on SportsCenter, they're showing your highlights. If you're not, they're not showing you at all. And then the final day, they're focused on you in the final group when you win it, holding the trophy, you know, the interviews and everything like that.
Here's my question, and this goes for both of you, because this makes no sense to me about marketing. If everyone in the world already knows what Nike is, and I think it's safe to assume that, I'll give you a nice round number of 85. 85% of the people watching the U.S. Open know what Nike is. They know that Nike makes shoes. They know that Nike makes gear. Mm-hmm. How is it really $10 million in advertising if the people already know?
No, it's a value.
How is it value? They already know. By watching that guy, you're not changing people's minds to go buy Nike golf shoes because this guy that they don't know of just won.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
You buy it because Tiger Woods was a staple in golf and the best golfer in the world for 10 years, and you wanted to be like Tiger Woods, so you buy that. You want to be like some guy that just happens to win the U.S. Open.
No, it's the people watching golf.
We can hear you.
By, people watching golf will go buy the shirt he was wearing.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
Absolutely, they will.
At the end of the day, though, it's a measure, like you said, it's a value. It's a measure of the exposure that you get. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to change somebody. I think it does. Like, I think it would influence somebody to buy some Nike.
I don't think
Nike
if they didn't know about it, yes. If there was that 15% that has no idea, they're 10 years old, and maybe they've never heard of Nike, and they love golf, and they're watching it.
But why do you have to not know about a brand to buy it? Like, I know about a lot of brands, and sometimes they come up with an advertisement. I'm like, I'm going to buy this product from this brand. You know what I mean? Like, why?
But how is a guy wearing Nike? That's not really an advertisement, per se. You just see him with the gear on. You don't think that if you were looking for golf gear, you don't think you've already ran across those shoes or those pants or whatever he has, that
maybe.
Bag?
I will give you an example. Right, like, my first pair of like basketball shoes that I bought, like that I really, that was because of a player was Anthony Hardaway. And his shoe was.
But Anthony Hardaway is a guy. Like, he was a name. Penny. It was Lil Penny.
But the brand that made the shoe was a brand that I was aware of for quite some time.
I understand that. What I'm saying is, you're saying in Nike, not anything specific, not like Tiger Woods shoes, right? Or Lil Penny or Penny Hardaway shoes or anything, or Jordans or whatever. You're just saying in general, Nike got $10 million worth of marketing, but everyone that was seeing that already knows about Nike. So they didn't really expand their product or their marketing because those people already know about them.
Essentially, first of all, the value is being assessed because of the amount of national airtime with the ratings, with the amount of people watching that they're getting, as opposed to buying that time in commercials and otherwise. So they're getting the exposure value of that amount of money. And I will tell you this, I am a golfer, and I have tons of friends that are golfers, but more times than not, and not just Tiger Woods, I would get a text or something from one of my buddies that said, dang, did you see so-and-so's shoes? Or did you see that shirt?
Really?
And let me tell you how far it's gotten. It's gotten to the point.
You guys do that?
Now, it used to only be
very
Tiger.
Sex in the City.
It used to only be Tiger. Now, Dustin Johnson with Adidas. Several guys, Rory McIlroy with Nike. Jason Day with Nike. Several guys where with a big tournament like this, they'll make such a big deal of what they'll be wearing each day that they will literally have press releases with pictures and tweets and social media that says, here's what your guy so-and-so will be wearing on the 4 days of the Masters. Get fired up about it.
I mean, I get some of that, but I think it's more about broad exposure. For example, Cowboys and Indians. They've started advertising with us, and I've been there. And I'm talking about Cowboys and Indians on the radio. A lot of folks may not know about that. That's not a brand that everyone's like, oh, yeah, like it's not, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they're getting exposure and people are hearing about them for the first time. Most people know what Nike is. You're not breaking any ground. I get that. I get it from the standpoint of here's a new shoe that Dustin Johnson has that you want to break in. But whatever this dude's name was.
Brooks Koepka
exposing Nike as a brand. Is different than Dustin Johnson and his specific shoe.
He's not exposing Nike as a brand per se, but he's getting exposures for Nike they wouldn't otherwise have gotten. He's getting the value.
I don't want to talk in a circle, but I mean, my point is he's not exposing the name Nike. Everyone knows that already. If you want to get down to a specific shoe or a pant or a golf club or whatever, that might be different. But just general exposure for Nike? That's like saying there's general exposure for McDonald's. Like, everyone knows that exists. Talk to me about, like, a bacon-wrapped hamburger or something. Specific.
All right. I mean, hey, you made your point. Joel made his. It's
That's
all good.
That's what I'm saying.
It's all good.
All right.
Takes the break, Nick. I don't want the last word.
Oh, really? Why stop now?
I'm just trying to, play nice. All right, so we got plenty more show to get to. We're at the midway point, so take a break, and we'll be back after we take a break. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Barry, Joel, Usual Suspects till 4, just past the midway point of another big show on a Thursday. And in the intern Olympics, that is our effort to make sure we include interns.
Well, before we do that, I just wonder, this is the best point that you guys should have made to me, and I would have said okay. and left you alone.
Why are we getting lectured in this?
You know, I'm just saying, DJ Chad Adams on Twitter, he goes by Sportsy, said it's about keeping the brand on your mind, and when you see them wearing the brand, you're more likely to buy them over the next. That makes a lot more sense than saying it's the exposure. It's about keeping the brand top of mind. I get that. So that makes more sense.
It's a fair point that probably should have been brought up. Yes. But it's also a point that could have been assumed.
In a roundabout way, I tried to get there, but forgive me to not be in a broadcasting industry, so I don't know how to present my thoughts the way I think.
It's also
a point. I'm just saying he made a good point that you guys didn't. That's it.
But it's also a point that could be assumed. We're kind of in that business, right? Why do people buy commercial spots?
Yeah, because somebody said the same thing. Like, well, Saltgrass, everyone knows about that, but they usually have a message, too. They're usually pitching something specific when they do it. So, all right. I could be wrong. That's fine. I don't mind. I'll take the L on that.
No one's trying to give you an L.
Oh, I mean, I don't mind. Someone told me I was an idiot on Twitter. That's fine. I'll take the I, too.
You're an idiot for reading Twitter. I mean, text. Okay, so now, like I was saying, we have been doing this. We have a new crop of interns.
We do.
We did an intern Olympics the other day.
And they all failed miserably, so I'm crossing my fingers.
I might fail, too.
You have to be introduced before you're allowed to speak.
Oh, gosh. Right off the bat.
That's really not that mean. Compared to what we've told interns before, that's really not that mean.
Nick coming to your defense means you're a female, but we appreciate it. So... Essentially, did you hear, first of all, Barry, go ahead.
Well, introduce yourself. What is your name?
Alexa.
Alexa. And how long have you been here interning?
A little less than a month.
A little less than a month. Why is this the first time I've seen you in a little less than a month?
Because I normally do John and Raheel's show.
Okay.
And John and John's show.
Admitted. It's also because he doesn't pay attention to interns.
So you're finally moved up to the big leagues now. You're on a real show. Are you more excited about that? Just lie. It's okay. Just lie. It's fine.
I've podcasted this show before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
All right. So then you know how dumb we are. All right. So we brought you in because I wanted to talk AHL draft. So the American Hockey League draft is coming up. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that to you.
I know nothing about hockey.
Me neither, girl. High five.
What's the Houston baseball team called?
The U of H baseball team?
No, the Houston professional baseball team.
The Astros.
Thank you.
You've already got a gold star for the day compared to some of the others.
What was the chick that said they were the Asteroids?
Asteroids, but I don't remember her name. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so you're already leaps and bounds doing better.
I like
better.
The Astros.
You do like the Astros?
So what is your sport? What is your least favorite sport of the big four? Like baseball, basketball, football,
That's three. Hockey. Not four.
Hockey's like the big four.
Okay, well, she obviously hockey, said hockey.
She's probably right with everybody else.
Outside of hockey.
Big three. Rate them top to bottom, favorite to least.
Favorite, probably basketball.
Okay.
Then baseball, then football.
Really? All right. I dig that.
The Texans aren't that interesting to follow.
I'm with you on that right now. Nailed it.
You a Green Bay Packer fan?
No.
Oh, well, that hurts. Continue on. Continue on, Professor Lamanack.
She's welcome. She's welcome on this show anytime now.
Are you originally from Houston?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so I don't see why she would be a Packer fan. But
because they're America's team.
Not the Cowboys.
Cowboys
are not America's team either.
So now what school do you go to?
Rice.
You go to? Oh gosh, she's smart.
Oh, that's right. She goes with Granado's son.
Yeah, oh, you do? Is that how you got this? You know Granado?
No. My professor knows Jong.
Oh, really? Okay. So now, what's your major at Rice?
Sport management and managerial studies.
What is managerial studies?
It's like business, but I'm doing the business minor too.
So I hear sports management is like an easy way out. Is that like getting like a liberal arts degree?
I mean, it's probably one of the easier things to do at Rice. I started pre-med.
Oh.
So I gave up.
Coincidentally,
Dr. Alexa.
Yeah. Coincidentally, I did too, and then graduated in sports management. So I'm with you on that.
He was Dr. Pepper at one point. Uh-huh. So you started pre-med at Rice.
Yeah.
Were you like valedictorian of your class?
No. I went to Lamar High School.
You weren't like the smartest person at Lamar? Is there a lot of smart people or something at Lamar?
It's just like there's 4,000 students.
Okay. And you weren't the smartest? Was that disappointing
to
your parents?
You can dream.
Are you a disappointment to your family because of that?
No. I've done the best so far. But
have you?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. So now are your parents paying for Rice or are you on scholarship for doctoring?
I have waived tuition because my dad works there.
Oh, hell. You are living the life. This white privilege is out of control.
Just remember, that's Barry. I'm Joel.
All right. So what made you want to intern at a sports talk radio station?
I'm interested in radio.
Okay, so you want to be on the radio or you want to work in radio?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet?
No.
All right. So if you could have a job in radio, what would you want to do right now? You had to pick one.
Probably be more behind the scenes.
Like Nick. Well, yeah. If we can get into Shut Up like Nick. Right?
Can't
like
do that.
So you want to produce? You want to be a producer?
Yeah.
So how come you're out there answering calls and not in here watching Nick run the booth?
I mean, when I'm with on John and Sean's show and John and Raheel, I work with Dell.
Oh, you're sitting there and watching. But you know, don't you want to learn how to do it right? Like the way Nick does it and not the way Dell does it? Like Dell does it wrong. That's why they gave him the sex show at 10 o'clock on a Saturday. Because he was messing up. He got punished. You need to go watch how Nick does it. Nick does it the right way.
I'm not really welcoming when it comes down to like interns. And I think I've kind of built that reputation.
Actually, what it is, like, he's scared of girls. He's scared of women.
Not really.
They frighten him. So it's intimidating.
Who asked you? Did Dell bring you in and say, hey, come get some reps on the board? What happened? How'd that work out?
Yeah, he asked me.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's asking, of course, because it's guys. They were asking, she sounds hot. What does she look like? Your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. Well, it's his birthday, but I'm not going to do that. That's not what this is about. This is about her furthering her career. You're going to get this a lot in this business. You know that, right? Like
You've
with a
changed.
Bunch of, huh?
You've changed.
Why?
Because I think early on in the show, you might have sent a picture out of her.
No, I wouldn't have done that.
Nick?
Well, that was with intern.
Yuli.
Juliana.
Yuli. Yeah, she was a nice girl, but you... Did you tweet it or did she tweet it?
She tweeted it.
That's right.
I didn't just snap a pic. She did it. Yeah. Don't put creepy guy on me.
And you convinced her tweet out the picture of
her boyfriend.
Piece.
Yeah, no, that was the
side
one.
Side piece. Boyfriend
side
and
piece.
Side
piece. Yeah, that's what you did. That's
now, so what year are you at in Rice?
I'm going to be a junior.
A junior. All right, so you're almost done. And you got your life together? You ready to go?
Sort of.
Sort of.
Kind
of
like how you figured out what you want to do in broadcasting?
You don't look like you're 21, though. You look younger.
Yeah, how old are you?
20.
Okay.
Well, I'll be 21 in less than a year.
Are you going to get, like, just hammered drunk, or have you already gotten out of all your system and you're good?
I'm more excited to prove to people that I'm 21, because I get that I'm, like, 16.
You do look very young. Yeah, you do look very young.
And you're also, I understand, worried about your mom and dad listening right now, so I understand why you didn't answer that
Chicago.
Honestly.
Oh. They left this morning. Yeah.
She'll admit she gets drunk. She has no problem with that.
They
She's
have
an
the
adult.
App. They listen in Chicago.
No.
Did you hear about the intern Olympics that Barry, the grind?
No.
You did not? You heard no remnants of what had happened when you were not here? Okay. That's good.
Yeah, that's a good thing. It was a disaster. They all did pretty terrible. And you've done well. You've kept your composure. We didn't give you any tough questions.
You didn't really test her. I was just going to say.
Yeah. Can you break down the Astros road trip so far?
Not really.
Okay.
So your favorite sport is basketball. So.
I interned for the Rockets this past year.
Oh,
so
really?
For who?
I was in basketball ops.
Oh.
Joe, look at Joel's face.
So you're a number
Did you ever hear any stories about some guy named Joel Blank that used to be there?
No, I didn't.
Don't lie. You can tell me when he's not around. I'm sure there's bad stories about this cat.
Do you know Leilani and Chris Lord? Yeah, I worked
She
with
said
them.
To tell you
so
to
you
bleep
were doing
off.
MA stuff too?
I shadowed her for a day, and I worked with like the MAs for a day.
What's MA?
Marketing associate.
Okay, thank you.
Part-time, games and events.
Okay.
Better interning here or Rockets?
I like this better. I was just sitting behind a computer, like, doing Stats Inc. stuff.
I told you it was number stuff.
Every single game, so.
Good answer. Good for you. Well, you've done fine. You've held your composure. At least we didn't rattle you. She did ask me when she sat down, are you setting me up?
Like, I think my reputation
is bad here. I'm not sure.
I think that's the reason why you took it easy on. I don't want to be mean.
I've been set up by John and Raheel, so.
Oh, really? Yeah. Were they mean to you?
No, they
See,
were
that's
just,
how those guys are.
They were looking at my boyfriend yesterday, and then... Yeah.
Was he here?
Your boyfriend was... Oh.
They were stalking him on the internet?
Yeah, Dell looked him up and then brought in a picture.
Oh, that's creepy.
Oh, that is creepy.
We're going to do that at the break. All right.
Jeez. All right, you got off easy, but you actually are the leader in the clubhouse based on the... And you didn't hear anything bad about this guy from the other interns?
Not yet.
Boom.
I don't really
suck
talk
it, Joel.
To that many of the other interns.
Why suck at Joel? You were the one that was... You're being mean to everybody. When you walk in, people think you're the mean guy. She said that.
Do they think I'm the... Yeah, see, look, she's shaking her head. No. Nice try, though.
All right.
Virtual high five, Alexa. Good job.
Alexa, thanks for joining us. Continue to do what you do and do it well, and make sure that when you're in the big time when you're on this show. We're going to continue to roll on. George Springer just went down with an injury. It did not look all that good, and I believe he's been taken out of the game. So we'll update you on that and a whole lot more as we continue on with the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Go. We're back on the suspect.
First of all, Barry's like, I scared
the hell out of him.
You scared me to death.
I first looked to make sure my mic was off. Barry was mid-rant with me and Nick, and I said, we're back on the usual suspect.
And I'm just dropping
turn red.
F-bombs and S-bombs. And we know Nick now isn't going to dump us. I mean, Joel's dropping S-bombs. Nick's playing curse words and songs and not jumping them. We can't rely on Nick anymore. We got to censor ourselves.
Nick, did you notice the only two people pointed out for doing the wrong thing were you and Mike?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I purposely...
I feel like I should test him right now.
Peter Perfect over here.
Look, he's got to get ready. No, you know what? You're going to be tested today. Rest of the day, I'm just not going to tell you when. There will be an S-bomb dropped on this show.
That's so messed up.
You're going to be tested. I got to keep you prepared now.
Yesterday was the 50 Shades of Gray lines. Yesterday he's dropping those.
Yeah.
Now today he's just going to drop S-bombs
randomly. I suggest you pay attention to the show then, Nicholas. That's what. If there's someone in there talking, you should tell them to leave because you're at work doing a job.
I should have just put your mic on, made you blush, then dumped the button.
You may want to get a bouncer for that door for the rest of the day and keep people out.
He was like, F this and S-bomb that and screw don't everybody
me,
in this
don't
station.
Don't make me say why, because I will.
I know you will. You threw me on the bus last week.
I'll do it.
Even Raheel came in, he's like, did you out Barry Warner like that? I'm like, dude, it wasn't necessarily just me.
It wasn't me?
That's right. Because
I knew. You told me. Joel actually didn't.
See, that's the only thing. You didn't tell me not to say it.
I knew you were going to preface it like that.
Yeah. You didn't tell me, though, that I couldn't say it.
Yes, I did.
No.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, he did. There were two things he brought up, and he said, one of them is not for air, and you picked the wrong one.
I don't know about that. We'll have to go back and review the tape.
That's exactly how I remember it.
We'll have to go back and review the tape. Oh, that's right. There is none. So I'm right. So, you know, I saw this article, and it might surprise you guys. But so, I write my weekly column or post or whatever for Houston Sports and stuff. And I always try to read what's been posted that week so that I don't duplicate any conversations or anything. And I think it was Holly's post the day before on Wednesday. She had posted a link to an article from the New York Post that talked about the surprising reason why most men cheat. Now, have you read this article or have you seen this?
I have not.
Nick, have you read or seen this article?
Nope.
So I'm going to ask you guys, and this is only one reason. There's only one main reason why guys cheat. So I'm going to ask each of you what you think that reason is.
And I think it's because they complain that they don't get enough sex at home.
Okay, so you say it's because they're not getting enough sex at the house, that's why guys
use that as an excuse to cheat.
Okay. Joel, what would you say?
That's what I was going to say.
Well, you can say that if that's what you think. I mean, if that's what you honestly think, then go with it.
Okay.
All right. So the actual, according to the on Super Drugs Online Doctor, the most common reason why men are unfaithful is simple. The other person was just really hot. I could totally see that.
I could totally see that.
I mean, when you boil guys down to the simplest form, why did you cheat? If they were being completely honest and didn't care, they'd be like, because she was hot. I mean, like, she was hot.
I can see that, too. But, I mean...
Like, you can... I mean, you know, if they're not getting it at home, there's alternatives. You know what I mean? If you're... Because I'm like, I would never cheat. So, there's alternatives that you could do. I think we all know what those are. They go without saying. But in this case... most guys... Most guys are saying, hey, it's because she was hot.
I can see that.
I can totally see that.
Says, according to the shocking survey of 2,000 adulterers, European men stray because they can't resist the temptation of the other person. So I'm sure there's other reasons. Let's be real. Guys are guys all over the world. It's not just Euros.
Nah, we're deeper here.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. But I found that kind of fascinating that it boils down to – fascinating and true that it just kind of boils down to the fact that we're simple creatures. If you're a lady and you're listening, just understand we're real simple. Sometimes it's not about you. It's just about the other person was hot. That's what it comes down to for most.
Now the ladies listening who think they're hot are going to try this, and then they're going to get turned down, and they're going to realize they just weren't hot enough. They're going to feel bad about themselves.
I wonder what the ratio of hot chicks getting cheated on versus non-hot chicks getting cheated on would be. I imagine it'd be pretty vast, right?
Do you cheat on a hot chick? Surprisingly close.
You think so?
I bet you'd be surprisingly close.
You cheat on a hot chick?
Yeah, I think people would.
It depends on... Well, see, here's the thing.
I don't know.
It depends on how long you've been with her and how in-depth you've gotten to realize if it's just the hot... If she's just hot or if there's more to her.
Because some chicks are hot when the lights are on. You know what I mean? Like, some chicks are hot when they're made up and they're out and they're taking selfies on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's always like if she's just out of the shower, no makeup, hair is wet, that's the true definition of if she's hot, because that's her at her realest. You know what I mean? And if you don't like that person, then you're in trouble. If you don't like the way she looks when she first wakes up, if she's not hot then you're going to be in trouble. To me, that's the real definition of the hotness. Because I think most chicks look good if they're made up.
I would agree with that.
There's chicks, I've heard, there's this one lady that literally, she was married to her husband for, I want to say, 40 years. He had never once seen her without makeup. She would always wake up before him. She would always get, he never once saw her without makeup.
That's dedication.
Not once.
That's the woman we all want and need in our lives. That is a lot of makeup. Yeah. Think about that.
Joel's like, man, I know how much that
Joel's
is.
Joel's like, that's an outrageous makeup
Super Bowl
bill.
Week when she lost all of her makeup stuff. Yeah, I know how expensive that is,
too. He had to drop a down payment.
Even if she's not hot,
everything.
I certainly do admire the effort. Like, she wants to look good for her man 24/7. Now, what I would do is I would set my alarm, like, in the middle of the night and then just wake her up and be like, aha! Yes.
You would figure something like that has happened, right? He woke up. He's
you would
sick.
Think he, but he's never
fever. That's according to the report. I
mean, wow.
I figured she's human and she slipped at least
once. I just
once
admire her effort. Ladies, take note.
Jeez. And by the way, ironic that you bring that up.
Uh huh.
Because people are posting today that today is National Go Without Makeup Day for a good cause.
It's also bring your. Yeah, bring your dog, I think.
Yeah, I didn't want to scare Barry. I was trying to figure out which dog I'd bring in. Donations of $1 to the Prescription for Change Foundation, serving youth with life-changing empowerment programs if you participate. So I'm getting like all kinds of pictures of girls I know without makeup.
Really?
Yeah. I had no idea, but it's ironic you brought that up now.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah. I think they should go back to makeup.
Check out what your boy Kurt Lowe tweeted. You'll like it. You'll be amused.
I'm blocked, so I can't.
I'll fill Barry in at the break. All right, we'll have that and a whole lot more. Two in the books, one to go. 1 hour more of The Big Show. So stay right where you are. ESPN 97.5.
Como madre orgullosa, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Y los únicos huevos que compro son Eggland's Best. ¿Casualidad? Para nada. No importa cómo los cocines, siempre están frescos y deliciosos. Además, tienen más vitaminas D y E y un 25% menos de grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. ¿Por qué conformarse con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos. Visita egglandsbest.com para obtener más información.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.